Hello, this is Ian Rankin. Before James McPherson reads A Question of Blood, here's a bit of background. The problem with writing about a real city in real time is that you have to take account of changes. It was impossible for me not to write a book about the new Scottish Parliament, for example, which is why Set in Darkness came into being. Likewise, I was halfway through the first draft of A Question of Blood when I received a text message from a detective friend. All it said was, "St. Leonard's no longer has a CID. Ha, ha, ha." He knew I would have to move Rebus out of St. Leonard's for the sake of a few dozen knowledgeable readers in Edinburgh who would otherwise know that I was being economical with the realism. This explains why A Question of Blood starts with an in memoriam dedication to St. Leonard's. It would be the last of my books to be set there. The impetus behind A Question of Blood was a point put to me by a fan at a question and answer session. She asked why I never talked about Edinburgh's private school system. Around a quarter of all high school pupils in the city attend fee-paying institutions, a much higher percentage than any other city in Scotland, maybe even the UK. My answer on the night was glib. I think I said I didn't know anything about such schools, so would find it hard to write about them. But she got me thinking. The Rebus novels have always examined Edinburgh's dual identity, its Jekyll and Hyde nature. Private education is part of the city's fabric, but also a contentious issue in some quarters. I already had it in mind that my next book would discuss the theme of the outsider. Rebus is a perennial outsider, of course, incapable of working as part of a cohesive team. On my regular record-buying trips to Cobourg,